There are no impossible dreams, only our limited perception of what is possible. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. There are no impossible dreams, only our limited perception of what is possible. This would seem to say that you could be independently wealthy. You could live in a healthy body. You could be the king of Siam, if Siam has a king right now. You could be whatever you want to be. There are no impossible dreams. What dream do you have that you'd like to have? Well, you just keep it to yourself, but what dream do you have that you'd like to have? Are you sure that that's the dream that you want?
Yes.
Do you think that that dream would make you happy, that that dream would fulfill all of your desires and all of your wishes and all of your wants and all of your expectations from life? Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I do not believe that you believe in your dream. Not that you don't want it, but you don't believe in it. Because you think that your dream's impossible. You think it's impossible to be independently wealthy. You think it's impossible to live in a body that's whole and perfect. Millions and billions and zillions of people, zillions, 6 billion at least or more, people are living in healthy bodies. It's just a minority that have problems. Most people, if you ask them about anything, you know, they don't know one part of their body from the other because their body's not talking to them. And by that, I mean, it's not complaining. And if your body's not complaining, it must be whole and perfect. But, oh, there are hidden, lurking things going on in my body that I didn't know about. Oh, really? Did you have anxiety? Did you have depression? Did you have a feeling that things were not going right? Did you think, I knew that was how my husband was going to talk or my wife was going to talk. I knew that was what the kids were doing in school. I just knew. Well, shut up. Shut up. Why don't you just know that the children are doing well in school and that your husband or wife is the most super person on earth? Why don't you just know that? But no, you'd rather know the unhappy thing. Oh, I know what's going on in your mind. Now, what does that mean? That means you know the nonsense that goes on in another person's mind. How silly, how foolish. We want to know only the good stuff. We want to know only the beautiful things that are going on in our mind and in others' mind. Now, if you say, I know, then you have to be whatever it is that you know. And if you say that you know a person is being unkind to animals, that's only because you are unkind to animals. Oh, I never do. Really? You mean you don't have a negative word about an animal occasionally? When you hear about an animal that got angry and hurt somebody, you haven't thought about that? Mm-hmm. Have you always thought about animals being loving and gentle and kind and beautiful? Well, don't fool around with the sheriff's, police dogs, you know, because they're trained to be mean when they must be. Now, you own a dog, and you're walking along the road, and your children jump out at you from the side of the road saying, Hippopulse! Surprise! Well, now your dog doesn't know that. Your dog thinks they're going to hurt you, even your own children. They think that they're going to hurt you as they jump at you and try to startle you and try to surprise you. And so the dog leaps at the children and either chases them away or bites them. And then you say, oh, bad dog, bad dog. Well, you train that dog to protect you from nothing. I mean, there's nothing in the world that the dog needs to protect us from. The dog is there to give us love as we give him love. At least that's what most people want from the dog. I enjoy these people who have police dogs like the Border Patrol. they don't use them anymore, but they used to use police dogs. And the men in the Border Patrol loved their dogs. Oh, they had more fun with their dogs. But whenever their dog was saying, get him, you know, down, they'd stand on top of the international traveler and say, hold it, you know. And sometimes they bite. And so the international travelers complained to the Better Business Bureau or somebody, and now they don't have dogs with them anymore. Because some were not in control of the dogs. Some did not say, no, no, don't bite, never bite, never bite, just scare, you know. And the dog doesn't always have that judgment as well. He thinks for his master, he's protecting him. And the woman whose children got bit by her own dog was because the dog was protecting her. Because in her mind, she said, I could take a walk now, my dog protects me. From what? The rabbits? You know? I mean, what are we putting in our consciousness that we want to be protected from? We want to always say, I'm going to have a lovely journey home. Not a safe journey, but a lovely journey. It will be without incident, but it'll be a safe journey, but it'll be a lovely journey. And if I say safe journey, then I'm safe from what? We have to be very careful. Now, back to our, there are no impossible dreams, only our limited perception of what is possible. What is your dream? What is your, and if you say impossible dream, then you have another thought about limiting yourself. What dream have you dreamt that would be so wonderful were it to come true? Now, you know what it is. Now, what is that dream? Is that dream to be in heaven on earth? Is that dream to live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Is that dream to speak your word and it is instantly done? Well, more than we know, those things are done. Yeah, all of them. More than we know, those things are done. And those things are fulfilled in our life. I was talking to a girl in Germany this morning, and she was telling me, why don't things work for me better? I'm working so hard at it. I'm working so hard. She said, I'm chasing all those negatives away. Every time you chase those negatives away, you empower them. I said, start counting your blessings. Start counting all, well, I don't have very many. Well, start counting the ones you do have. Now, are you are you alive? Yeah. Yeah. Do you eat your meals? Yeah. Did you just have a wonderful experience with your mother? Yeah. Are you appreciated wherever you are? Better get yes in there, you know. Because she is a very definite lady who likes to do things her way. And when she can't do it her way, she's unhappy with the people who won't let her do it her way. She's not a bad person. She's quite normal. But she doesn't realize that she's already getting it her way. Everything's coming her way because she's putting that cause in motion, that nobody will let her do it, that they want her to do it their way. Now, why don't you go into your job and say, well, today is my special day. They want me to do it my way. And they don't even know what my way is, but they want me to do it my way. They want me to be responsible, to take the responsibility for the job that I've got. And they're all going on vacation, and they're leaving me in the office, which I like. And so I will answer the phone, and I will do my job, and I will do everybody else's job when people come and ask for service or something. And I'll show them. I'm a responsible person. No complaint, just a wonderful, responsible person. They told me that we can close the door for a week, you know. And I said, I can't because my mother is ill and I want to be here with her, you know. And they said, well, if that's the case and you want to work, you're welcome to do so, you know. So you see, everything works out fine. So what happened? You go to work every morning. You say, Mom, you're whole and perfect. Now, don't bother me at the office. Mom, you're whole and perfect. You know, you're staying home because your mom is not feeling good. And so you're starting to say, Mom, you're whole and perfect. Now, is that good? Is that good? That's very good. Because you're putting the right cause in motion. And will mother call you at the office and tell you she's got a problem? No, she doesn't have a problem. You see, you're in charge. You're putting this cause in motion because you want to go to that office and give your full-time attention to what you're doing. Give your full-time attention to the job that's before you. And you know the job, you know everybody's job, but you want to do it well, and you want to do it perfectly. So, there are no impossible dreams, only our limited perception of what is possible. We've been working with our friends at INTA, and they want to come up with a statement of what is new thought. Well, they want it to be showing the background. They want to show the foreground. They want to show the middle ground. They want to show the reason for it being there and whatever it accomplishes. And they have that made out into such a complex idea of what they want to fulfill that by the time they get done, I'm on the committee too, but by the time they get done, it's going to be such a long, drawn-out thing that nobody will read it and nobody will like it. Ellen, in your best, loud, firm voice, say, what is our purpose for being here?
Being myself and having fun.
Ellen says, our purpose for being on the planet Earth is to be ourselves and have fun. Well, now, could anyone ask for a better life for themselves? Mm-hmm. Do you have any impossible dreams when you're being yourself and having fun? Do you fulfill all of the desires of your heart when you're being yourself and having fun? Yes. You see, when you have a simple credo, a simple statement, being myself and having fun, know thyself. Who said that?
Socrates.
Socrates, Jesus, everybody said it. And what are we supposed to do with our daily life? Are we supposed to enjoy it, or are we supposed to go along with all the tragedies that exist?
Enjoy.
Enjoy. So be yourself and have fun. That's very simple. Now, people say, well, that's Pollyanna. That's pushing the limits. Well, yes, it is, in the right direction. But the thing is, when we start being ourselves and having fun, we're not going to have our nose in other people's business, and that'll be a big change. And having fun, whatever we undertake, we find the fun in it. We find the joy in it. We find the peace in it. We find the harmony in it. Some people like to look for jokes in everything they do, and it ends up a joke too. We have to be very careful that we don't play the wrong game. And the wrong game is when we go around expecting things to be sort of negatively humorous, you know. Mm. Now, what do they say in the theater when you go out on stage? Go break a leg. Go break a leg. What were you going to say, Ingeborg? What were you going to say, Ingeborg? Ingeborg, what were you going
to say? Continue to play.
That's a repeat. No, she was positive. She
oh.
said, repeat.
Oh, repeat,
more, more.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, but you see, what they say when you go on the theater stage as an actor, they say, go break a leg. And what that means is that go and do a masterful work. Now, it sure doesn't sound that way. And to anyone who might not know what it means, it might be not very nice at all. But in their parlance, in their way of thinking of things, it's a very nice thing to say. Although, I'm afraid I'm too much of a realist. If someone says, go break a leg, I'm liable to fall over and break my leg. But I don't think of that. I don't think of breaking a leg. I go out there and give my best. I go out there and, hey, Ellen, what do I go out there and do?
Be myself and have fun.
Be myself and have fun. And when I do that, am I having anything impossible? Are my dreams all coming true?
Yes.
Do I understand why they're coming true? Our limited perception is gone. That's gone.
Right. You know?
Julie Andrews was playing in the Princess 2 and 1, wasn't it?
Princess Diary 2.
Yeah, Princess Diary, something. Well, now, she got up there, and we saw a prelude to it. And she says, I didn't know if I could sing anymore, you know. If I could sing on stage, if I could really do the singing. And then she said, and then during practice, they said, try it, try it. And so I was singing with this other lady, and I sang fine. My voice was great. I paced myself beautifully, and I did it very wonderfully. Now, you see, she was afraid, just because she was over the hill, that she couldn't sing, you know. But she did a good job, didn't she? And she sang beautifully. She may not have been the fabulous voice that she had been at different points of her life, but she's a fabulous voice at this point in her life. You see, when we go out there and expect to be able to do it, we do it. We do it. We have fun, too. So, remember that. That's what it's all about. There are no impossible dreams, only our limited perception of what is possible. And we have no limited perception of what is possible. We know that all is
done.
Yes, yes, yes. All is done right now. And all we do is to reveal it. We got new words here. All we do is reveal it. Yeah, claiming and accepting it is a good phrase too, but we reveal it. We reveal it by our knowing that it's ours, by our knowing that it's done. And it is so much fun. Well, you have a lovely, lovely, lovely evening, and know that every time I think of you, I am the happiest guy in the world. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.